Hello, everyone. Welcome to our episode one of the Department of Shenanigans and Tomfoolery. I'm your co-host, Ned Parks.
And I'm your other co-host, Pierce Johnson.
Ned Parks and Pierce Johnson in the Department of Shenanigans and Tomfoolery.
Basically, the idea of this podcast is to reminisce on some of our shenanigans.
And to plan for the future.
Plan future shenanigans.
So we'll start this this week with an ongoing project of ours. So we have the bridge story.
The bridge debacle.
The bridge debacle. It's been going for almost more than a year now.
Recently would have to have been the anniversary because it would have been 2 weeks into school last year that we found out about the bridge.
Yeah, it was a very long time ago. So, the council, they have built this brand new bridge.
New bridges in Stanthorpe.
Two brand new bridges in Stanthorpe because Mr. Moore was telling us, Mr. Moore being one of our teachers, by the way, council put out a thing saying, how can we make the city better for cycling? And his suggestion, of course, was some better bridges in some of these places because you can't get a bike across some of them. Or well, you can, but they're very skinny.
It's treacherous if you're going on the...
It is quite treacherous.
You have to get onto skinny
road. You don't want to fall into the river.
No.
So they have a wider bridge. And the council being the council, they think, wouldn't it be a novelty idea if we let the community name these bridges? And so a good friend of ours, Liam Gow,
brought it to our attention.
He bounds up on, as you said, the beginning of last year, roughly. And he says, hey, the council's letting us name a bridge. What should we call it?
Obviously, us and our astounding narcissicity.
I don't know. Yeah, let's go with narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
I think that's it.
Yeah, we're incredibly narcissistic.
Way. So in our astoundingly narcissistic way, we go off and we think, hey, wouldn't it be funny and great content for our radio show as well if we call it Ned and Pierce Bridge?
There's really no better name for it either.
No, of course. Why name it after someone else, like who's done something in the community,
important
when you could name
it stuff
after Ned and Pierce? And so we go back to Liam with this, and he loves it naturally because he's a big Ned and Pierce fan. I'm sure he'll mind. I'm sure we can say he's a big Ned and Pierce fan. Yeah. And so he goes off, and then we wait. The council, they take a while to open the naming forum. Right?
Yeah.
And they were...
So in the meantime, what we decided to do was go around and get a couple of petitions.
We did get a petition. And how many signatures do you think we got?
Roughly 60.
60?
And this is impressive because we had to go around the school and try and get these signatures.
And we had to convince people, hey, we want a bridge named after us, don't you?
Yeah. Most people just rolled their eyes and said, you know what? Let's do it.
And so, so we get a petition, which I don't think... We never ended up using that.
Yeah.
And the council...
Still in my laptop bag.
The council's... Their first plan, right, is they're going to have like a open meeting. So everyone comes in and they pitch their idea for the bridge name. But unfortunately, that was closed down, of course, due to COVID, obviously. So they can't have they can't have a meeting in person. So our plan... We had a plan for that, didn't we? We were going to go in. We were going to buy some...
Yeah. It was going to be like, you know... You go up in there and you present your idea for the naming of the bridge. I forgot about this part.
Yeah, no, I remember this part. It's good. We can pad out the time of our podcast with it.
Yeah. So basically what we thought we would do was hire some suits.
Hire some suits, yeah.
Hire some suits with...
We were going to hire some businessy suits, you know,
were we
like the red tie. I don't know.
I can't remember. We were going to try and present this idea as straight-faced as possible.
Yeah, but the plan was to look kind of almost like a one of those businessmen who's not going so well, you know, in the business world. They're kind of struggling a little bit. I was going to have my shirt kind of untucked on one side, a little bit dirt on the suit, my pocket square wasn't folded properly.
Because the idea is ridiculous of naming a bridge after yourselves. It sounds narcissistic. It's very self-centered. So we wanted to present this idea very straight-faced because we thought that was... Yeah.
So
that
very
would be funny. Face.
And we'd go up and we'd basically just be praising ourselves in this pitch. So we'd be sitting there and we'd be talking about how great we are for this whole... for this whole pitch. So it would come across as super narcissistic.
We were going to record it and then, I don't know, hopefully, get a video of it, put it somewhere.
Yeah.
We
never got to do this because of COVID again, but that was the plan. Unfortunately, that was all shut down, and so we waited again.
Mm.
until finally they opened and it was an email. Send in an email this time.
Yeah.
So our good friend Liam Gow, he comes back and he's written up an email.
He wrote an email and we talked about it on the radio show. And this is what we had.
Ned and Pierce Johnson are two, or Ned Parks and Pierce Johnson are two senior students heavily involved with all things volunteering at Stanthorpe State High School. They both work a local part-time job at Domino's Stanthorpe and have worked with a number of radio stations, especially Rose City FM, 10 FM, 102.7 FM, and Triple M, which is... Something we're very excited about. With the naming of the new pedestrian bridge on McGlue Street, I feel it would be very fitting if it were to be named after these two students, as the bridge is in the direct path of many students coming to and from the Stanthorpe State High School. I cannot convey with words the effort and style Ned and Pierce put into everything they do for the school and the community. And as thanks for everything they have done for those around them, I ask that the Southern Downs Regional Council consider naming the new McGlue Street pedestrian bridge Ned and Pierce Bridge in honour of their admirable acts of volunteering across the Southern Downs.
It's written so perfectly.
It's written so perfectly.
And the best thing is we're not even half as important as that email makes us.
He really has talked us up quite a bit. But, I mean, it's in his words, if they say, hey, you've talked yourselves up a little bit, we can say, well,
this is just the opinion. This is the opinion of the people.
It's the opinion of the people. Exactly. And I like the... Liam said maybe there might be like a stone plaque at the front reading Ned and Pierce Bridge, which I really like the idea of.
We may have to fund that ourselves.
It's... I don't care. I'll put as much money towards as possible because I really like the idea of people walking across Ned and Pierce Bridge and thinking to themselves, who the hell are those guys? I think it's quite a funny...
Our narcissism astounds many.
Our narcissism does astound many, Pierce.
So there you have it, the opinion of the people.
Liam really did a number on that email. I was very impressed.
He's very well regarded in the council. He's the son of a councillor.
He's the son of a councillor. So he sends off this email and, it's very well written. It does talk us up a lot. Like he's added the volunteering bit, all this odd, this great bit. I cannot convey with words the effort and style. And that was probably my favourite part.
Should point out that in the meantime, the other bridge, so there were two bridges that were made. In the meantime, the other bridge got named and was named after someone who died recently and was super important.
Someone who was very important in the community, very active, did all these like kind of volunteering roles all over the place. And we're trying to get the bridge named after us to...
Very unimportant people.
Very unimportant, yet... completely unknown 16-year-olds that just have, not really done...
not done a lot. Definitely not as much as this lady is. But I think it was a lady.
I was a very big fan of the, I cannot convey with words, the effort and style. He couldn't even fit the words for how much effort and style we put into everything in the email. And I loved that part. But so Liam sends off the email and again, we wait.
Yeah.
We wait to see what happens. Now, fast forward to a week ago, I'd say, and we get some news.
Another excited Liam bounding over to us.
And he has said that the council has called the school to ask our principal, Mr. whether it can be called Ned and Pierce Bridge. I was astounded that the council had gone to Ned and Pierce Bridge. I don't know how many applications they got for names for the bridge, but I would have thought they would have just gone with another name, even if they didn't have any other
ones. A different name. I think what they did, they saw Liam's name there. Liam is very well regarded, again, in the council, so they naturally took it quite seriously.
He bounds up to us, and he's talked to us about how, the council is calling it Ned and Pierce Bridge. They've gone for it. And, we're... over the moon. I'm over the moon at this news. Finally, some good content for our show. Like, this will be great. But Liam is called into Mr. Wow's office.
Keeping in mind, we've wasted Mr. Wow's time at numerous occasions.
Yeah.
And he's been fine with it. We always thought he had a sense of humour.
One of our favourite things is to go into Mr. Wow's office and ask him kind of a not very important question.
Waste important people's time.
You want to go through some examples? There was that one time we went in and we asked if
Hamish and Andy loyalty card was
Hamish and Andy loyalty card was one of them to
basically the card the stores love. We wanted to know if we could get the canteen to accept the Hamish and Andy loyalty card.
The Hamish and Andy loyalty card, for those who don't know, is of course the card given out by Hamish and Andy for 5% off at any store worldwide. It's actually 10% off, but 5% goes back to the store.
So everybody it's a win-win situation. It really is the card the stores love.
Yeah. So we ask if we can use it at the tuck shop. I think we had several other questions for Mr. Cuddy that day. I've forgotten most of them. We've also asked him important questions, though, like whether we can record stuff at school and broadcast it.
So, the thing with that is we, behind everyone's back, recorded everyone's voices for a stupid sit or stand segment that we had on our radio
apparently
show.
50% of people stand to wipe
their bottom after they're finished a number two.
Yeah, this is something I saw recently on YouTube pop up. I saw a fairly big YouTuber video saying... It was titled, "I'm Disgusted." And I thought, oh, I've got to see this. And it turned out it was about the sit or stand when wiping debate. I was like, hey, we've done this one before. Yeah. And we found one person who stood to wipe. Everyone else sat.
Was it really?
I think it was one person.
I think one person sarcastically said yes, and then the other person.
The other one was telling the truth. Mm. And so for us, it was in our school, it's more like a 95% to 5% split. That's it. We'll play that clip for you right now. This went to air on our radio show.
We did get a couple of complaints from this.
Yeah, we got a couple of complaints from this. I will talk about that after, but yeah, this was what went to air on our show.
I was on YouTube the other day and I was watching a BuzzFeed video and I discovered that there's a debate that I definitely never knew existed. I'm not sure about you. There is a debate that is sort of arguing over when you go to the toilet, whether you should stand up when you're wiping or whether you should sit down.
This is an interesting one, Pierce. Maybe we should, maybe we'll have to go on a survey, go around and we should put this argument to rest.
Rest, 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 rest.
Do you like to wipe standing up or sitting down?
Sitting down.
Sitting down.
Sitting down.
Sitting from the front.
Standing up.
I'd backflip.
I'd like to do it standing on my hands.
Oh.
Handstand.
Do you wipe standing up or sitting down?
Sitting down.
I like to do it when I'm sitting down.
You like to do sitting down or use head?
Oh, I like doing it when I'm standing up.
I prefer to kind of, like, you know, what I do when I finish, right?
Yeah.
I'll go on my phone, see who's talking, chat and whatnot.
Oh, yeah?
And I swipe and I'll be like, oh, yeah, this wants to talk to me. So I talk to them for a bit. And I sit on the, toilet for about up to 2 hours sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
And then I'm sitting down.
What? That's a good question. I sit down.
Yeah. Mr. Smith, when you go to the toilet, when you wipe, do you sit or stand?
Neither.
Neither. Ah.
Yeah. These are the important questions, aren't they?
When you have to go to wipe, do you like to stand up or sit down?
Definitely like to stay sitting down.
Stand up, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's so weird. Mm.
Do you wipe sitting down or standing up?
Next question, please.
Can you please go away?
Depends.
At school, you don't touch the toilets, ever.
Yeah.
But at home, you got to sit down to have a crap. You got to feel comfortable in your own home.
That's not the question.
You've answered something completely different, Declan.
Sitting down.
What am I talking about?
Well, Mr. Smitty, you've come to ask a very important question.
Yes.
So when you go to the toilet and you finished at the end, do you wipe sitting down or standing up?
I used to stand up, now I sit down.
Oh.
It's an evolution.
So that has changed over the years. That's very interesting.
Change is good.
I'm a girl, I sit down. I think that's obvious, it's biological.
Jenna, what is it about standing that makes you prefer it over sitting?
I don't know, I've just done it my whole life.
This is very interesting. You're one of the few people in this school who stands.
This proves that standers exist.
Yeah, people who stand do exist.
Yeah, and I apologise, of course, for the choppy audio on that. That was a very early Ned and Pierce project.
I think, like, we put it together well.
We put it together well, but listening back to it, the recording, it's got a lot of background audio.
Proud of that.
Yeah,
though.
We were very proud. You can hear people, like, screaming in the background, though.
Yeah.
And some parts are a little...
The conservative listeners of Rose City FM.
We had a couple of calls at Rose City FM, where we do our radio show, And they weren't happy about this for some reason. They refused to believe that people have to wipe after going to the toilet.
We got a text from the station manager, John Mulder, which said, FYI, we did get some complaints about bottom wiping discussion. Some older ones really got upset. So I think we might steer clear of any bodily function chats in the future. The area is ultra conservative, and in that respect, they weren't real old people either. Which raised some... which made us a bit sus. We thought it was some young people.
Some fake old
some
people.
Some fake old people.
But, yeah, so...
like, I mean, the manager was super, super nice about it.
Yeah, he was super nice about it.
And he thought it was funny.
Yeah. But by now, we may have broken the rule of no bodily function talk.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
A few times.
Yeah, it's not, but we're only touching on... that one was just a pure in-your-face, how do you wipe your ass?
Yeah, we've probably broken the no bodily function talk rule a few times by now, but we're still, we're zero complaints after those ones.
That, so, that we know of anyway.
That we know of.
John might be just keeping a file and then waiting for us. He's got several boxes of Ned and Pierce complaints.
But yeah, so I think that we have, without a doubt, put together the, put to rest the idea that 50% of people stand up. It's preposterous.
Yeah,
It can't be comfortable. I've never tried it, but maybe I will try it next time. It can't be comfortable because it's like
Are we allowed to go into more detail?
Are we allowed to
here?
Go into more? I mean, this is our own podcast.
Yeah. When you stand up, your cheeks close, and close I think that's a harder opening for you to wipe.
I know. That's yes. I think we've definitely put to rest that argument. Anyone who stands, try sitting. It's
way more comfortable.
It's way more comfortable. But back, we've gone off on a bit of a tangent there, Pierce. Yeah, back to the bridge.
Story. So, and just to end that off, we realised that we'd actually broken a media rule that the Queensland Education has, because we uploaded that off on air before we knew that was actually legal.
Yeah, because we aired that, and then we went to Mr. Kusky asking if we could air things that we'd recorded in the school, and he said, "We need permission." So we'd already broken one of the laws around.
Try getting Education Queensland to sign off and like a petition about how many people wipe their butts standing up sitting down.
It wasn't. There wasn't anything bad about the school in there. It was just a survey. So yeah. I'm sure it's not that bad. Mm. That's not that big of a deal. Back to the bridge fiasco.
Yeah.
So, a week ago, or maybe even less than a week ago, 4 days ago almost, I'd say.
Mm.
Do you know what day it was that Liam bounded up to us and he gave us the news?
Let's just say it's Monday.
So, yeah, he gave us the news. The council has taken the bait. They've, they have gone for the name Ned and Pierce Bridge, and we're very happy.
And just as a final precaution, or I don't know if it, even know if it was a precaution, they decided to go to our principal, Mr.
and ask if they could call it Ned and Pierce Bridge. Now, during lunch break, Liam is called into Mr. Kwacky's office, and apparently Mr. Kwacky is not that happy.
No.
Because he's got this call from the council asking if they can... he doesn't know what's happening. They're asking if they can name a bridge after two of the students. And I think Liam said he said something about we can't name a bridge on promises of the future or something. Because, like, I think he's referring to the volunteering section of the email. Because we haven't really done much volunteering.
We did some, like apple and grape, I think.
Yeah, we've done a couple of things here and there. Mm. But, like, at the end of the day, it's probably not what the average person would think of being worthy of naming a bridge after someone.
Probably done less than the average person volunteers.
Oh, God. And so Mr. Kwacky has... he's actually a little angry, Liam says. He has told Liam he wants to him to go and revoke the email, the entry of Ned and Pierce Bridge. And he said to the council, no, you can't name it Ned and Pierce Bridge.
Mm. Which, I mean, I guess it feels like it puts Liam in a bad spot with the council because he's got such a good standing with them.
Now, Liam's come back to us and he said, Ned, Pierce, he said no. Don't talk about this on your podcast or radio station. And so he's come back and said that. And I think by the end of the week, he was okay with it, though, because we'd already talked about it on our radio show. Everything that happened to do with Ned and Pierce Bridge, we've already broadcasted.
Probably one of the most exciting things happening in our lives at the time.
I know. He's come back. He's told us this, and he's not that happy. He said he's determined to name this, get this name Ned and Pierce Bridge. And so he's come up with Plan B, which is hold out the naming of the bridge until the end of the year when we graduate.
So November 19th.
If we can hold off the naming of the bridge until November 19th, Mr. Cusky won't have any control over it because we've graduated. We're
not students.
Yeah, exactly. And so we can finally get it named Ned and Pierce Bridge. And we'll have our little stone metal plaque out the front to commemorate that.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to go and laugh about it on our show.
I think even if they do decide to go with a different name, I was thinking, what if we make a plaque and put it somewhere discreet?
What if we buy a plaque and we put it on the bridge? Or even better, we carve it into the bridge. What are they going to do? They can't remove that chunk of the bridge. And then boom, it's now it's now permanently Ned and Pierce Bridge.
Like, I mean, we vandalize it, but everyone knows who did it.
Everyone knows who did it.
So we can, the police will know where to find us.
It's not like it has to be called Ned and Pierce Bridge to be called Ned and Pierce Bridge. I mean, if people come to know
that's just the bridge's street name.
If people come to know it as Ned and Pierce Bridge, then I mean, that's effectively its name. If people call it Ned and Pierce Bridge.
An official title would be good, though.
An official title would be good, and so we're going to try and hold out until the end of the year, and then finally we may be able to get our very own bridge. And the bridge wasn't the only great thing that Liam's done for us this week. Yeah, he's done a lot of great things, but
and they've all sort of just meshed into this week, haven't they?
Yeah, this week especially, he's gone above and beyond. Because this week, Liam, for no reason at all, but we still appreciate it incredibly. It's awesome. Liam has made us lords.
He decided he saw something on the internet, and that was enough for him to go, I want to buy Ned and Pierce.
I want to buy Ned and Pierce a lordship.
A square foot of land in Scotland.
So we each have a square foot of land in Scotland. There's this company, Highland Titles Nature Reserves. Mm. And they've subdivided their entire land. They sell square feet of land so that they can raise money to build nature reserves.
Yeah, but nature reserves. I'm a lord now. That's the important bit.
That's the important bit here. So Liam goes off. He buys us these square feet. And when he comes up and tells us, I'm a little skeptical. I'm not going to lie. Because something online claims to be selling titles like this always sounds a little dodgy.
I wasn't that skeptical. I believed it from the very beginning.
I'm always a little skeptical when someone's like selling titles. It's like the companies that sell land on the sun. You know, it's like
do they do that?
Well, you can't even sell land on the sun. I mean, like,
do companies do that though?
You can buy land on the sun online. Yeah,
they're just allocating different parts of the sun to people.
You can't even go to the sun.
You can't even step on it.
Yeah, what's the point of owning land on the sun? But so I was a little skeptical, but I did my research and I found out apparently Highland Titles Nature Reserves is 100% real.
Mm. You went home that day sick.
Yeah, I did. And so I spent a good chunk of the day, like an hour when I wasn't in bed, looking up this company to see what they were about. And apparently, yeah, no, it is. You can legally put Lord on different documents and stuff. People put it on their credit cards. That's the most common one.
You can get it on your driver's license. Apparently, that's hard.
It's hard because
we don't actually have our certificates yet.
I know we don't. We need to get those off Liam. Yeah. But driver's license is very hard because they don't carry titles at all. But credit cards, because they have like Mr. Ned Parks on them, you can change the Mr. to Lord legally. And I think you can maybe also get it on a passport as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know if those carry titles either.
What we're ultimately trying to do, we really want to get it onto our school roll.
On our school roll. So in the morning, the teachers have to read out.
Lord Ned Parks?
Is Lord Ned Parks here today?
I'm present.
I was looking through and this has been a thing for a while because I found a news article from 2016 because tourists who were buying this, they kept applying for a coat of arms from like the Scottish their Scottish lords, and so they had to go out and say, "You can't, you don't actually have any lordly powers. You don't own enough land."
Are there lordly powers?
I think so. I think there are certain lordly powers in Scotland that you get, such as owning a coat of arms, which is obviously one of them.
Yeah, but if you think about it, being a lord, it only sounds cool in English. If it's in Scottish, it's laird or something like that, yeah. Which just translates to landowner.
But
so in the end, it's not cool of a title.
I think lord is actually like an English translation of that word.
Yeah, it sounds cool way.
But, you know. The Highland Titles Nature Reserve has come out and said, no, we're not misleading anyone. You can put Lord on your title, on like your credit cards and stuff. It's just you can't do a bunch of other lordly things.
You just don't have any actual cool jobs that lords get.
Yeah, you don't get any other cool things, but you do get to put Lord on your bank, your credit card. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we all wanted? I mean, I was never going to apply for a coat of arms or go and demand to see the Queen.
But it's just fun to know that we're very technically lords.
Yeah, and so I'm definitely gonna try and get Lord put on my credit card because I think that would be really funny. I don't know if that's gonna cost something. It probably will.
Yeah,
To get a brand new credit card.
Oh, I think they can just cancel it.
They can just cancel it get your new
one.
It's
the same as canceling a card and getting a new one.
But if you've still got your old, that's usually when people have lost their credit cards. If you've still got yours,
scam on it,
and you just want to put Lord on it, can you get it changed over? I'll have to go and see about that. But yeah, that's the other great thing that Liam Gow has done for us this week. So big thank you to Liam. He's gone above and beyond.
Above and beyond.
Good on him. So that pretty much wraps up this week's podcast. Thank you to everyone who listened.
I feel like what we'll probably do is fortnightly.
Fortnightly podcasts.
Because to correspond with our radio show.
Yeah, so fortnightly podcasts. Look out for those.
And apart from that, I think this is Lord Ned and Pierce signing off.